Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We're almost on an anniversary that's coming up. Joining us in the studio, it's always a pleasure to chat with Bruce Duncan Skeef with Stratford Pride Community Center. Bruce, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Bruce, we have an anniversary. I can't believe we're talking about an anniversary that's coming up already here. Wow.
Yeah, it was August 4th of last year that we figuratively turned the lights on, powering up our social media presence and our website and so on. And yeah, that's going to be a year next week.
Yeah, and congratulations, because boy, when you jumped on social media, if you will, I mean, you got the word out fantastically.
Well, we have to give credit to the business community and the people of Stratford for that. I mean, when I look back on it after a year, it's as if it was a horse that was really, really thirsty to be led to water.
I like that, yeah.
Everybody at the beginning told us, I mean, everybody in town was telling us, this sort of thing is long overdue. It's the sort of thing that with the gay population and LGBT population that comes with all the cultural endeavors in town, that this was something that was sorely missing. Mm-hmm. So they helped us with their donations and their donations in kind. And here we are a year later. We've kept all our promises. We've built an information hub. We've built another information hub for people from out of town who are coming in so they can find out before they get here what gay-friendly businesses there are. And we've opened a bricks and mortar location.
Yeah, isn't that just incredible? Within a year, the bricks and mortar location. Let's remind folks where the center is located.
Yeah, we're on the second floor of 24 Downey Street, just south of Ontario Street. And we've got two rooms up there, 1,000 square feet altogether. One is sort of kind of like a living room overlooking Downey Street with nice big sunny 12-foot windows. And the other room is, I'm starting to call it the theater. It's set up like a theater, and we've got a big screen TV in there, so it can be used for presentations and lectures, discussion groups, or watching TV and movies.
Yeah, there you go. And thank you to everyone involved in terms of offering the center also as a cooling center, because we've had these hot days, and it's been very nice that you've done a shout-out and say a welcoming community also as a cooling center, too.
You know that was one of the things that we did that was simplest but made me so very happy, because I want people to consider us as part of the broader community. And so on Tuesday morning when I woke up and heard, you know, on the radio how hot it was going to be that day, it was just a natural. We couldn't leave our space, air-conditioned, very central, just sitting there empty.
Yeah, well, that is great. And again, yeah, we got more hot days to come. We're not done with summer just yet. Let's talk about more folks coming into town, because you've been hosting events at the Queen's Inn, you've been hosting events at the Center, and you have another author that's coming to town.
Yeah, bringing authors in, be they local authors or international people, is one thing that's very important to us, as is having a library that we've built that now has 200 books into it.
Nice.
Because there's a saying that I've heard many times that if you can't be around people like yourself, similar life experience, then it's good to be able to read about them. So we're bringing some of those writers in, and this one is Lauren Olson. He's a psychiatrist, actually, from the Midwest United States. He's also a father and a grandfather. He came out late in life, and he writes his books about basically that, coming out later in life. He came out when he was 40, and some of what he has to say is quite humorous. Like when he came out, some very young guy said to him, "Why did you bother coming out when you were 40? You're not going to have sex anymore." So Lauren's got a lot of funny stories like that to tell this Saturday at the Community Center, again, 24 Downey Street, and he'll be doing readings and answering questions and having chat with people at two times during the day. One is at 10 o'clock in the morning until 11:30, and the second one, for those who want to stay out in the sunshine all day, at 7:30 till 9. And it's pay what you can, at the door, So come on in and meet a really cool guy.
Yeah, and it's this sort of the area authors or the people that you've been bringing in, these have been going over very well with the community, for sure.
Yeah, we had a local author from St. Mary's named C.J. Banks who launched her new novel with us a couple of weeks ago, and that went over really well. We've got some other novelists in the area who are right. either LGBT themselves or their book topic or the characters are. We're going to hold off a little bit now. I mean, we're in this high summer period. Everybody's at the cottage or at the beach. And nobody wants to come inside, including me. So, you can watch for us to get back in full swing with that sort of stuff. Speakers and whatnot, mm-hmm. movie night and so on
right.
In September.
Yeah, lots going on. What's the best way to reach out or find some more information with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide?
We are on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. On Facebook, it's our busiest presence. We're there, if you look up our full name, Stratford Pride Community Center, we're on there as a page and as a group. We're also on Instagram and Twitter as Stratford_Pride. We've got a website, which is StratfordPride.com, and that's got a calendar of everything that's coming up over the next 2 months.
Perfect.
And a list of our speakers and so on. And for those who aren't online or on social media, our phone number, where you can get community information right there, is 519-273-7722.
There you go. Lots of ways that you can get in touch with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide, Bruce Duncan Skeef. Bruce, again, congratulations on this 1 year anniversary coming up. Time just flies by, and it's such a wonderful part of our community too.
Thanks very much. It's great to be part of something that the community from day one said yes, yes, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Bruce, thanks so much.